We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes from, like, Huntsville back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border to what we now get to recall Fort Benning. And then, oh, by the way, big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, jumping into what amounts to the first dipper for the day, DEI's last gasp. Is it? I mean, it's amazing how entrenched diversity, equity, and inclusion has become in our academia, in our governance, and in some of our corporate structures. I mean, I don't know that we've ever seen anything quite as viral as this. This is like the pandemic of DEI. It just ran rampant. And I mean, think about that. When have you seen something that was seemingly so benign and just sort of sprung to life seem to have more of a calculated, orchestrated effort to get it out there into every corner of society, especially the influential corners of society? Because if you can control academia, if you can control governance, if you can control the military, which is part of governance, but let's call it separate for this purpose, and if you can control industry and the private sector's, you know, big box businesses, if you can control all that with a messaging point that DEI is the way to go, well then, guess what? You control the masses. You control the flow of information. I guess I should have included the media in that too. Because it wasn't like they weren't complicit in some of this. But it's everywhere. And the thing is, though, there are active and engaged steps right now to dismantle DEI as we know it. And I'm so glad. And we're seeing a lot of stuff out there about how, you know, academia especially seems rooted in this. They're just determined to go ahead and rebrand it something else and pretend they got rid of it when they really didn't. I saw a headline. Did you see the headline about Samford University, first of all, on this stuff?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. I didn't engage that one fully, but what was the deal?
Well, so 1819 had articles talking about some classes that Samford was having involving DEI, and which, by the way,
they were pretty racy classes too, weren't they?
Yeah, it was something. It was called Hot Girl Teaching.
Hot Girl Teaching at the Baptist University.
Samford professor describes challenging conventional Christian values and conservative ideological views to promote feminism. Was the class
at Samford University.
Hot Girl Teaching in a Faith-Based Environment was the article title.
Wait, hang on a second. Hot Girl Teaching in a Faith-Based Environment.
So I think I'm not sure if that was the exact name of the class or just the article title from 1819 News, but that is what the class was teaching about, you know, challenging conventional Christian values to promote feminism was the class. Which, by the way, the Samford president actually in an email, I'm reading this from 1819 News.
I saw a headline on that. He took issue, didn't he?
Yeah. So in an email to the Board of Trustees, he decried 1819 News, claiming that all of these articles were false. You know, saying they had.
Was the class on the syllabus or not?
It was,
or on the list of curriculum or not?
It was, but I guess he's trying to say it's not DEI, or I don't know. He said it was a factual error, unfair, out of context, and at times completely false. Was the email he sent? So he's taking issue with 1819's covering of this.
Well, that's okay. Sensitive much?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, listen, the left has an obsession with DEI, and it's everywhere. Now, what you just heard right there, which I was hearing more about it than I had even known to this point, thank you, JP, was that's a private, allegedly Christian university in Red State, Alabama, that was teaching a class called Hot Girl Teaching in a Faith-Based Environment. Good gosh. And by the way, I saw a picture, if I'm not mistaken, of the professor or the visiting professor, and it just told me a lot too. But the reality is this: the Trump administration came in with a mandate to do certain things. One of which was to bring back what Trump called the era of common sense. Let's talk about the military. Like, I got a piece here, and this is dated back to 2023. I hold it in my calloused former paratrooper hands. From the Washington Examiner, June of 2023, It says the title is "The Leftist Obsession with Diversity Has Conquered the U.S. Military." That's a sobering reference, but it was it's telling you where we've been. And oh, by the way, like I said, don't think this wasn't a calculated campaign across the broad spectrum of positions of influence to try and get DEI embedded, not the least of which was our military. So we're looking at an article right now that talks about how the female face silhouettes with a variety of skin tones, the people crowds, the people faces looking wonder, people's rights, vector illustrations, all the things. And you look at it and go, what are they doing? Why are they doing all that as opposed to talking about soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines? But we've got an article here that just talks about the fact that, like in 2020, a scholar and mentor Walter Williams wrote, "There are relatively few black fighter jet pilots." And went on to have an article that basically expounded on the fact that skin color required them to hire different people. And the fact is, if there's a conspicuous absence of any one demographic, whether it be black, white, Asian, whatever, you can certainly recruit from all those bases, but you cannot select on the basis of those demographics. That's where diversity ruins things, because diversity, the effort to pursue diversity as the sole function, destroys meritocracy. Well, what we're looking at now is a need to do away with meritocracy overall. Meritocracy is hard, by the way. Meritocracy requires you to do a good job. Meritocracy requires you to succeed. Meritocracy requires you to have some product at the end of your work day. Meritocracy might actually require you to, I don't know, work harder to keep up, or to be on time, or to be actually fully qualified for the job when you got it, and to remain qualified for the job while you're in it. Meritocracy says we promote the best, and if you're not the best, you will not get promoted as fast. Diversity says just the opposite. Diversity says, who are you? It doesn't say, what do you do? It says, who are you? Diversity ruins the idea of a true meritocracy, and the military is supposed to be a meritocracy. You do not want people taking the hill who got their job because they knew somebody, or because they had the right skin color, or because they came from the right place, or because they believed the right things. You want somebody who can take the hill or lead people to take the hill, who are amazingly skilled at leadership and the skills of a warrior. Now, that being said, it continued. That was June of 2023. I'm just reminding you where we've been. How about this one that I pull up from February of 2024? This is from CapTech, which is basically a journal for academia. It says, "New Pilot Diversity Initiative aims to level the playing field for women and people of color." Now, let me ask you, when you get on a plane, do you look to the cockpit to make sure you've got a black pilot? Do you look to the cockpit to make sure you've got a female pilot? Or do you just hope you got a pilot that has wings on their chest that knows what they're doing?
I could really care less.
I don't even care who the pilot is.
Nope. Yeah, I'm initially looking for my seat and then ready to sit down, put my headphones on, and go to sleep.
That's right. Exactly right.
I could care less. All I hope is, like you said, that they have passed the requirements and are a competent pilot. I care about.
And they show up on time for the job, and they're fully competent, and they get you there on time.
Yep.
Here's the article. According to the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics, more than 90% of all aircraft pilots are white males. When looking specifically at commercial airline pilots, estimates indicate that fewer than 7% are women, with only about 1% being women of color. Boy, they're breaking it all the way down. So now we need to make sure we have more black female pilots. Because that's okay. Then he goes on to say, "This lack of diversity is part of a significant challenge for the aviation industry." It's not a challenge. It's not. Here's the thing. If you find out that they are excluding people because they're black, or because they're women, or black women, then that's a problem. But if they're saying, come one, come all, meritocracy, most qualified gets the job, and they don't have any black women applicants, whose fault is that? The study goes on to say, in early 2022, United Airlines launched the United Aviate Academy Flight School in Goodyear, Arizona. Its objective? To bring more women and people of color into the cockpits. What did they do? Have a women-only class? I mean, how do they do that? United Airlines recognizes the representation of diverse backgrounds and demographics in the cockpit can inspire future generations of pilots. Now, Inspire, okay, I get it. Put some of them on a recruiting poster. I mean, the Tuskegee Airmen in World War II inspired people who had believed that they could never have that job to have that job and to do amazing things. And it's awesome. But we're not there. Right now, there is nothing that prevents women from being pilots. The question is, do they want to? Well, United had a goal to train 5,000 new pilots by the year 2030 and wanted at least half of them to be women or people of color. Meaning, they were selecting people on the basis of gender and race, not on the basis of whether or not they could be good pilots. If you walked into a... Okay, let's say you're going in for a surgery.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Being rolled into the surgery.
You're being rolled into surgery. Yep. And you look up and you see that your surgeon is a female. Do you care?
No, not really at all.
I mean, you might want to look up and go, are you good at your job?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the best. I'm the best heart surgeon in the entire world. Have at it, doc.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like you said, if they want to do initiatives to try to encourage certain demographics to get involved in pilot programs, then that's cool. Like, great.
Yeah.
You know, but I actually will put the discrimination factor on their end because they're assuming the standards have to be lowered so that these demographics can meet the standards.
That's exactly
right. So that's,
right.
You know, insulting, you know, on their behalf. So and we should not be selecting and excluding good pilots because they're white males.
Absolutely. Now, there's remnants of this still out there. This DEI stuff, and we're about to get to a break, but there's remnants of DEI still remaining. And I will say this, there have been state-level initiatives, to include in Alabama. We have divisive concepts that are not allowed to be taught anymore. DEI offices are required to be shut down. Oftentimes, we're finding they're just rebranding them. Tennessee, AP has a story that came out just about, 2 days ago. Tennessee lawmakers adjourn their legislative session after passing their bans on DEI initiatives. So Tennessee, Alabama, two of the states that are following the lead of the Trump administration's federally, are now saying that state funding will be withheld if you are not rebranding or doing away with your DEI concepts in government offices. So state and local governments that promote DEI in Tennessee, they're officially on notice. And I'm glad. And that kind of thing's got to have continue to happen. But we're watching right now because DEI is sucking wind, but it is still hanging on by its fingernails. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. All right. Hey, just a reminder, by the way, that part of the show you're hearing today was pre-recorded earlier in the day because Phil actually has family stuff once in a while. So in order to spend time with family business, I had to ask the media business to rearrange things a little bit. Pays to be in charge. Okay, so the bottom line is I'm on this first dipper on DEI's last gasp. Now, let me tell you, you're watching some serious head-lopping right now. DEI is going by the wayside in many ways. There's an article here I've got from Fox. Dateline yesterday. President Donald Trump's administration is firing or reassigning over 450 employees at the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. As part of a larger push to eliminate environmental justice programs. That's a subset of DEI, if you will. That's looking at things and saying, you know, we need to do things for people because of who they are, not because of what they need. And so they try to find what they call, underprivileged or underrepresented demographics. Okay, how does that work exactly? Who gets to decide what that is? Well, the government. Oh, you mean the ones who have the DEI offices. That's right. Well, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, he announced the employee moves on Monday. He said that there are 280 staffers who are being let go and 175 others that are being reassigned. And they were from the, quote, Office of Environmental Justice and External Civil Rights. This is the EPA. This is the Environmental Protection Agency. This is not an agency that is designed to promote civil rights. This is an agency that somehow had DEI embedded into it so that the regulatory burdens of the EPA could be placed upon businesses with a DEI emphasis. They could step in and decide. You remember Racist Roads? That's the DOT under Pete Buttigieg. The DOT, transportation, got DEI mixed in by coming in and saying, well, we believe some of these communities may have racist roads, and so we're going to spend more money there. Really? So Lee Zeldin explained at a Monday press conference that tax dollars put towards environmental justice issues were widely misspent. He says the problem is, in the name of environmental justice, a dollar will get secured and not get spent on remediating that environmental issue. He's got issues to deal with, like sewage contamination that comes in from Tijuana, Mexico. He's got other things that are real that deal with actual, you know, contaminations of waters and ground soils and other things that are actually real that the EPA is there for, to prevent pollution and contamination and long-term cleanup programs. But he said basically the EPA is no longer going to be in the business of DEI's version of environmental justice. So that good stuff is happening. You're watching as literally DEI is beginning to take its last gasps, but then you still find stuff that blows your mind. Like this from the Daily Wire. Dateline, yesterday. You can tell by the sound of it, it's a thick one. I can't get into the whole thing because it's a lot. But the Department of Health and Human Services is still planning to hand out $20 million in diversity grants this year, aimed at increasing the number of minority nurses, even as the Trump administration has sought down to crack down on DEI. I don't know why they're stuck with it. I'm assuming what that is they have committed contracts and they have no choice but to follow through by law. Or maybe it was actually assigned specifically by Congress and they're stuck with it for the time being. But here's the deal. The purpose of the initiative, the headline, by the way, says how much the federal government is spending to make nurses less white. The purpose of the initiative, says Daily Wire, which is known as the Nursing Workforce Diversity Program, is to, quote, increase nursing education opportunities for individuals who are from disadvantaged backgrounds. There it is again. The government decides who's disadvantaged, and they can do whatever they want to. They can say, you know, I think that non-binary furries are now underrepresented. Really? What can we do about that? How about some racist roads get fixed in the non-binary furry neighborhoods? Where are they? I don't know. We'll find some. Well, that's what they're doing with nursing. It's administered by the Health Resources and Services Administration, which is part of the HHS. And they sent out over $200 million in grants over the last 15 years. Applications for this are in. I'm telling you, folks, it's already got the attention of RFK Jr., who's now in charge of HHS. But the truth of the matter is this. DEI is on its last gasp, but y'all, it is digging in. It's like a cornered rat, and it is determined to try and maintain all that it can. We have got to continue the fight because here we are. We're 90 days into the Trump administration, and they're lopping the heads off of DEI departments everywhere. But we as conservatives have got to maintain the vigilance and point it out when we see it and say, that's not okay. Race and gender and sexual orientation and all of it is not meritocracy. And we want a meritocracy society. All right, JP, are we taking a break, brother? All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. Next segment, Butters and Lee. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.